99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. The sun rises here. My name's Joyce. Yeah. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and I honestly wish that you find the courage to live up to your highest ideal. I hope that you are aching for the good as much as the good is aching for itself. Yeah? So that we can bring about good in this world. And remember, men carry that within them. The same way men carry evil inside of them. So, you know, likewise, men carry good. Yeah? And can I remind you, you're worthy of majesty. You are. Yeah. So it means that for that to become evident, you must press on and refine yourself. Polish yourself. Yeah. Edge closer and closer and closer to that which is challenging, which is of utmost light. Yeah, and then, God, I want a good world. Well, you guys, well, don't save wishes where horses. I know that that's quite possible. It's just, it's not happening. Let me tell you something I noticed the last 2 days. A situation where, well, incidences, actually. One, a woman poured hot water on her husband because of his intent to cheat. And then the other was a woman poured acid on her husband because he caught her cheating. Well, let me tell you why that's relevant. Tuesday's on radio. Open Thought Tuesday. And, you know, Tuesday we go into personal lives. We call it our divorce series, where we talk about the different aspects of your unions that maybe could be understood so that it can be addressed, and then your life is not as chaotic as maybe it can be, because based on good judgment and goodwill, you are able to rectify whatever knots anywhere in that, you know, rope of yours, that thing. I don't know what you all want to call it. Well, I hope it says something like heaven. Otherwise, it's everything else. You know, I really hope that you can loosen up the nuts and then you approach clarity and your life's better. God, your life's better. I hope. All right. So today, divorce series. Now, yesterday, I was supposed to have a guest on the show. My guest is right now in Abu Dhabi. He's attending an OPEC conference and giving his schedule. I mean, it's disappointing. Yesterday he was available, but then the network didn't quite work as it should. He also did promise that he'll be available today. He looks like he is not yet available. And for that reason, I'm going to have to move him to our second hour on the sunny side. All right. So first, we'll start off with our divorce series. That will take us to about 1:30. And hopefully, NJ Ayuk is available. And then we talk about COP26 ended over the weekend. We want to see how quickly we can follow the world, if we can even follow at all. All right. So today on the show, divorce series, first hour, our guest second hour. There's a recording at 15 past 2, and another recording at 2:30 exactly. Nigeria Info, the sunny side, packed. You don't want to be anywhere else. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. I'm of the opinion that you should try. So I don't know what I can say for the older generation. I'm hoping, I wish you light and I wish you understanding, because maybe you can make less terrible or make less, you can make better a bad situation. Yeah, that's it. Because maybe what usually happens is that you make worse a bad situation. Yeah, so I hope that you come to a certain level of knowing so that you can make that better. And so that even though it's bad, there's nothing that you're doing to make it worse. Yeah, that's for the older generation now. You see, this newer one's coming. Maybe people my age. Because I think I'm still sterling, age-wise. Well, I think so. I think so. I think so. Okay, well, so there's a social notion that youth is 18. I don't think so. First, I think the pinnacle of youth is 40. So I'm well within the crown. When I get to 40, then we'll determine how I feel about that. Okay, so for the newer generation, I think, but then that would mean that the parent or parents would have to know differently from what they've been told. Well, this is why I'm saying it. Given this last 24 hours and this two similar stories of domestic violence in both instances done towards men, I think parents should raise their kids in a manner where you're particularly, I mean, of course, both children, but I'm speaking in this moment specifically in regards to your daughters, that they're not psychologically dependent on a man, that something goes wrong and they do something as violent as pour hot water, pour acid, kill the man. Like, life, like, honey, do you know there's life to be lived? And so maybe socioculturally, there are factors that have forcibly conditioned the minds of people, and to some, to a worse, well, I would say even the men suffer from a consequence of what is perceived to be a social cultural advantage given to the man, you know? But I think that you can raise your kids in a manner that they're not psychologically dependent on a man, so that if something goes wrong, rather than kill the guy, she can just walk away. You know, because so what happens is maybe she thinks he is her hope, which he is not. But somewhere in all of time between birth and death, she really thinks, well, I'm validated by union to a man. And this man is any kind. This man confers worth to me. Yeah. And if I think that that worth is challenged, based on, of course, a wrong notion, if I think that that's challenged, then I'll kill him and then kill myself. Honey, have you tried? Look, I had some seafood pasta over the weekend and some wine. It was a good way to have to, you know, break into this new reality of getting right back to work. So I had like this really good dinner. And God, I felt like saying a prayer. I just felt like, because, you know, when you're not really yourself, there's some things, many things you can't do. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, gosh, that felt good, yeah? A nice meal. Just a very good. Have you tried good food? Have you been to Russia? Have you tried whiskey in Russia? Have you seen the sun? Well, like, there's too much in this world. Well, I told you about floating rock. Well, floating rocks in different places. Have you seen the pyramid in Asia? You know, there are pyramids all over the world, actually. Not just this famous one in Egypt. Well, maybe you can see the world. Well, you can begin by reading about it, and then you get some money, you fly out, and you go discover history. You embark on an adventure. You soar, you try to flap your wings, and the possibility of flying is all yours, rather than killing the guy, and then they now put you in prison. It's like, well, you were dead before, so here is your funeral. Like, put you in the ground officially, like. So you get the picture that there's much more to life. There's good food, there's adventure, there's miracles happening. There's what you can explore, there's what you can discover, there's making yourself better. There are things that you get yourself into, and then, of course, you bring about your own advancement. And then you can look back at the dude and be like, you know, yeah, he's not your place anymore. And some of you agree with me that you've been in situations where you thought after, say, a few years of separation, that person was not my type. Because you have attained a level of advancement. You know, you've like, what was I doing there? Wow, thank God. Like, I escaped that. I'd have been down there with that loser. Yeah? I mean, sometimes it's a heifer. It's not always the guy. Sometimes it's the woman, like, gosh, I left a heifer. Here I am, and life's better. All right. So today on the show, on our divorce series, parents, I hope you got that, by the way. Like, raise your kids to be independent-minded. You have to raise them to have enough faith in good judgment, in good faith, because that's exactly how they build their psychology, their interpretation of light, their interpretation of reality, and then they can build on that. Because what I think we have today is we have a society where someone determines your truth and then you try to live by what has been defined for you. Yeah, like someone else is telling you what the rules are. Then you are born and you just try to play by the rules. And hopefully you're right. Sometimes, most times you're not. Because maybe the conflict is, well, there's something inside of you that's in contention with what is common. And then you would need a lot of faith to stand and say, well, this is what I believe. Here is my conviction. And it's not popular, but it's mine. And this is where you'll find me. All right. The Sony Side. My name's Joyce. And today on our divorce series, what was the reason for which you got married? So what you see when you, I don't know, but I'm thinking that there is a reason behind marriage. So I've been asked about marriage. Personally, if I'm not in love, I cannot be married. Yeah, I can't. I can't. That whole culture framework don't work for me. That's me. How you feel about it, your girl don't care. Well, that's me. So I have to be in love because love frames me in. And all my logic is not flying around and all my reason is not all over the place because love just boxes me in. So that's the only place where I am in total surrender. Yeah, total. And there, the love is above reason. And what appears to be the obvious social reality is that the love is beneath reason. So you try to manipulate, quote unquote, what you call love. You see that? So if love doesn't hold me captive, I'm a bird. I'm in the wind. It's our divorce series on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome. If you have just tuned in, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. What was the reason for which you got married? I want to believe that that reason still prevails today. Except life happened to you and you're in distress. But you show up pretty, ironed shirt, no crease. You know, good perfume. You smile, you shake hands. They still call you chairman. And it's a good day. The Sunny Side, welcome. My name's Joyce. Hello. Hey. Welcome. Hi, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Abayomi. Calling you from Kotso.
Thank you very much for calling hands.
Yeah, welcome back, Joyce. It's been a while.
Yeah, I've been 2 minutes, actually. I'm glad to be back.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Joyce, I don't know if you can actually remember me. Before you went on leave, I played this quiz on your show. That was on the 19th of October. And you told me I was going to get called, but obviously today I haven't gotten a call. I actually went with a girl called Rejoice, if you can remember.
Oh, I think I remember. Nobody called you?
Yeah. No, I didn't get a call. And I've actually called several, but anytime I call, I'm always being told to maybe call on your show.
All right.
So I've been actually waiting for you to get back.
Yeah, I can verify this one. I remember that day. I think I remember thoroughly. So forgive us. We're going to call you, all right? And thank you for your patience.
No,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. No problem. Thank you.
Nigeria Info, hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Hey, you have to speak closer to your mouthpiece.
Hello,
good afternoon, welcome, how are you?
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on here.
I believe you.
Joy, bless your heart.
Bless your
heart. My name is Aoladeyin Solomon Oladele. I'm your ardent fan.
Nice.
I listen to you now and I can tell you for free and I can tell the old Lagos that I'm a better man.
Oh.
The me you see now is the me that the world is actually waiting for. Joyce, thanks so much. God bless you now.
Well, thank you.
Bless you today, Mom. I'm very, very happy. Actually, today's topic is not for somebody like me because I'm still a single
guy. That's okay.
I can assure you, just like you said, not just because you said it, but it has always been my philosophy because something has to move me. before I can get moved. So, and if I have to go for something, it's not because someone said about this. It has to be something. I have to have a conviction within me.
Yeah.
That's why people that knows me very well knows truly that even if I go to church, I go with my Bible and my dictionary because I want to check word for word. You can't tell me what is not because we will stand up and prove it.
At least that's better than just accepting everything thrown at you.
Everything you've been doing, Joyce, bless you. I'm so happy to have gotten through today.
Oh, wow.
Joyce, I want to tell you that please don't stop because I believe there are thousands of me out there that still need to be converted. Please.
Well, hold on a second. You know, at this point, it presses on me to ask you, conversion from what to what?
Sorry, come again.
How did you change and what changed?
Okay, let me start this way. You know, there was a time, I mean, we talked about these the home settings and all that.
Yeah.
Like, let me just use these words. I was raised normal, but in a normal way.
Yeah.
Because, and even Colin's shown has been helping as well, you know.
Oh, good.
And I even have this mindset that, you know, it's just a normal thing for you to go to school, get the grades, and get married.
Yeah.
And those are just the basics. I did not really see the real me, you know, doing what I ought to do, not what they said I should.
Oh, great.
I don't know if you understand what I'm
trying
to say.
Thoroughly, I do. Thoroughly.
So, but really, I really want to
Great then.
The day you are born.
Thank you very much. Sure. God bless you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in.
Bye-bye.
Let me say this. I don't set any man free. So I think what I am is a man with the light. And then you choose to turn on your light. So the credit is in mine to take. So the credit is partly yours, and the God and the God of human consciousness. You get it. So I think you think I'm wonderful, and that's not a lie, but it's not my, you know, it's not mine for the taking. It's that I cannot set you free. I can only, you know, the way you try to wake somebody up, like I can just tap on your consciousness and see whether you really want to wake up or you want to go back to sleep. And then you choose to wake up. So you are active in your own redemption. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just a man with the light. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the divorce series here. Why did you get married? Hey. Hi. Welcome, Nigeria Info.
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you. Are you married?
Sure.
Oh, nice. What's your name?
My name is Kanchok.
Kansha?
Kanchok.
Okay, Kanchok.
Yes, Kanchok.
Oh, Kanchok.
Yes,
oh,
yes,
that's
yes.
Brilliant. Never heard it before. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Joy, talking about culture or the divorce.
Yeah, why did you get married? That's what I'm talking about.
Why I get married?
I mean, you don't... I think you have a reason, actually.
Sure. Yeah. I get married for love, Joy.
Oh, are you in love? Are you still in love? Ha, ha, ha.
I'm still in love with my wife.
Yay. That's good. That's a good way to start the conversation, really.
Yeah.
Is she the one pounding? What? That was...
Sorry?
Okay, well, forgive me. I heard a pounding, you know.
Okay, no.
Something is ringing at the...
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, so you asked me if I'm still in love with my wife.
And you say you are. And how long have you been married to her?
6-7 years now.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And how did you surmount challenge? Well, I think people who are in love are beyond reproach, really. You're the stars in the sky. So I really have no questions for you if you ask me. Yo, that noise is in my head.
Wow. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that noise is in my head. I do apologize. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Yeah, Joyce. Good afternoon.
The volume of your radio set.
It's off.
Welcome. What's your name?
Quite a long time, Joyce.
I don't think it's been so long, my friend.
Yeah, to you it might not be long. But for we that hears you sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad to be back,
Ezekiel.
By the way. Welcome, Ezekiel. Thank you very much for calling.
You asked for a reason why I got married.
Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married.
So what's the reason you're married?
I'm married. Then, that is legs than a decade and a half for a singular reason. And that is because I want to be a decision maker.
You got married because you want to be a decision maker.
Let me tell you why, Joyce. You've got to be, if you want to succeed in life,
you have to find a
slave. You've got to be conversant and be sensitive about the environment where you are and where you are born.
What does that mean?
And you know, there are some decisions that are not respected in a family if you are not married. Are you with me, Joyce?
I'm following you.
Now, the very reason why I'm married is because I want to prove to the people around me at that specific time that with the level I am, I can take decisions on my own.
Wow.
And as of, the starting point is this, from the cause of my mom. Because my mom is not strong in decision making. She's always been coerced by kind of people that actually she rise up with. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
And I had to prove to those people around her that think or thought that they are egg-headed, that I am actually more than them in decision.
Really?
So, and since then, up to 3 years ago when my mom was late, they got to know that, yes,
you're the man.
I'm a man indeed.
Okay, hold on a second. I have to go off on a break. I have a few questions for you, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, I'm still
thank
there.
Thank you. Please, thank you for hanging in. Go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, I try to make my mom believe that I'm not religious, but I'm godly.
Okay.
Those are the reasons why I actually got married that time.
So, pardon
because,
me.
You know, there is this mentality in parents. They seem to think that when their children are making decisions sometimes, you know, they cannot see afar. Because all of this is costing what I'm seeing from my maker and what my maker is telling me.
How is it that marriage confers on you power? Well, forgive me, because I don't see how you just tie another...
Do you ask that question? Joy, you see, Africa, the way I see Africa, I see Africa as a demonic continent.
Make it work. What?
I'm telling you, George. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Well, I'm not taking it from you. Yeah.
So, if I'm talking like this, I need to make some things known to you.
Okay.
You see, when a man have a dream and a vision, there are some certain things you wouldn't need anybody to actually validate for you.
Okay.
You'll be driven by the kind of force that is driving you.
Oh.
And what justifies the end has to do with the lines and paragraph that is actually guiding you in every decisions you are making. So, you know, I'm trying to let you know that if I've not got engaged that time, I'm going to have a lot of problems. Because one of the things I saw is that some friends that my mom is having are actually planning that I should marry their children. But my mom didn't know that. Are you with me, George?
I am. Wow.
So now, having foreseen, and I've always seen that everywhere I've ever walked, I've always seen that the people I work for always want me to marry their children, their female children.
Okay, so you have to round up. You see, I'm trying to understand how your choice to be married, not necessarily because of love, but because of wanted to exude power.
I got married that time.
Yeah.
For the fact that I want to prove to my mom and the people around
her. So she thought you incompetent. She thought maybe you were not a solid human being enough. She couldn't trust your reasoning.
Exactly.
And she thought, well, if you can't keep a wife, then we can't judge you by anything else. Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I had to prove it to them that, yes, I'm going into D to let them know that.
Wow.
The maker who actually made me has a more brighter future for me than than what they thought.
Wow. Well,
that's my conclusion.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Wow.
Well, don't forget that I said that Africa is a demonic continent.
Yeah, why? Is it because they didn't believe in you, then you now prove to them that...
An average individual in Africa desires the downfall of your life.
Your mom isn't one of them.
So, you know, if I'm talking this about my mom, you know, there was a time I told my mom in the course of this stuff I'm telling you that I'm ready to disown you as a mother.
Ha.
But before she's late, she recognized and realized what I said. That truly,
wow.
I've proven to her that I'm godly.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Wow. So I don't know what... I'm not sure that I thoroughly comprehend the phrase that, you know, Africa's got demonic people, because I've really met wonderful people here. Africans themselves and foreigners in Nigeria. That's not my testimony, you get. But maybe there's something about, maybe something can be said for how we reason sometimes, or maybe there's something that can be said for how some people reason. I remember about, what, 10 years ago or something, someone said to me, Joyce, you have to add some weight so that they can call you madame. Oh, uh-huh. And she said to me, you know, look at me, I've added weight. So people really just think I'm a madame. And I was like, can you run? if it popped now, could you run? Or could you... She's like, no, I'm serious. If people, they'll respect you more. A guy had said to me, you know, look, Joyce, add some weight. They'll think you're, you know, like you. The first was a girl, and the second was a guy. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Look at this on the sunny side. Welcome right back. So while Vaughn was speaking, her response to her first story kind of interrupted my thoughts, and I'll share that thought with you in a moment. The reluctance with which she said, rest in peace. She's like, well, man down, more to go. It's like, well, like these things happen. I maybe that was how I interpreted it. It's like, well, should have done better, but man down. Next, you know. And this was my thought that she interrupted. The last caller. And that's really what I meant when I say that men sometimes are giving, you know, quasi power that they become victims of, because I can imagine a man who got married just to prove a point. And then that man is, and that man, you know, and I'm speaking loosely here, not necessarily to the last caller, you know, just speaking loosely. So the reason he got married was to prove a point. And then you grow up in a world where you're expected to, at least masculinity is defined according to social construct by be tough, assertive, you know, some even nearly tell you in plain English to be narcissistic. And then you watch the movies and they tell you, you know, like the CEOs are psychopaths. You know, your CEO, well, if you really want to be that much of a man, then you can dare to become a psychopath. And you grow up in a society and you're only, I mean, you've only just tried to assert yourself in one area of life. And then, you know, you interact with these men and, for example, he'll say something like, you know, I'm a man. Or, you know, that social, I'm a man, I'm a man. And then you go, so, like, what is this yardstick if we're going to judge? And there are really, he has no parameters. First of all, he thinks it's a glory bestowed on him by the divine and all, well, every other female should bow. Like, I'm a man. And then there's nothing by which he just thinks, well, if he has a penis, then you just take it that is lifted. That's an elevation of some sort. That's why it seems as though the men are inferior greatly, because that which has characterized them is a function of that which has been imputed into them, not necessarily that which he has discovered about himself. So he doesn't test his capacity and capability by all the noble parameters, you know, not the virtues or that which makes him of great spirit, whether it's truth and integrity and character and honesty and faith and restraint, contentment, honesty, it's none of that. It's just, you know, we've pushed you out of the vagina, now go out there and you're the man. And he just echoes, oh, okay, is that what we're doing here? All right, okay, we're in character. And then you go into a world and then you stumble your way through. And Because, you know, I'm really thinking about it. I can't imagine, you know, you just going out there and you marry someone is just to prove a point. Well, so you marry someone, she hardly, I doubt she knows she has any point to prove. Then she must bend every outcome of human reality to this thing that has been created. So she must bend reality to fit into culture, interpretations, what they will say, religion. It's a complex work of madness. Wow. All right. So maybe we can pick it apart and then you can reshuffle your own cards. You know, like you can hear people's stories and you can choose, well, maybe this is what I've been. Nah, let's change that. You know? All right. Welcome. A divorce series. Why did you get married? On the Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome if you have just tuned in. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
You're welcome.
Thank you. And you too.
It's glad to hear your voice again.
Good to hear from you. Tell me your name, my friend.
My name is David.
Welcome, David. Thank you very much, David.
Yeah. The reason I got married was to get a good thing and get God's favor.
You were in for the taking. you wanted to cash out. How far did it work for you like that?
Of course, it did.
Oh, nice.
It did. Very well.
Marriage heist.
Yeah, very well.
Congratulations very well. To you then.
You're welcome.
Oh, well, good then. Well, that was brief. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. This is Kanti of calling back.
Okay.
Yeah. You asked me a question before. Why did I get married? Something like that.
Didn't you give me an answer?
I was doing it, but you say you are kind of hearing sounding like something.
Oh, thank you. Pounding.
I didn't even know.
All right. Great. Thank you very much. Then thank you very much for calling back. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you see, someone that he married, he's not religious, but he's godly. You understand? Okay. When you want to go for a woman, don't look at her as a 80, 90 years old woman.
Wait. Do me a favor, bring it back.
Oh, pot belly person.
Is that how some men in your village look at women?
No, just first of all, look at that angle. First of all, come on, don't allow the 20 or 25 or 18 years age to instigate you first. Before you now rush and get after that, before when nature come now, and before you now say, before now, when I got married to her, she was not like this, she was not like that. You understand?
No, I don't. So, because I think comprehension here, anybody who thinks like that, I mean, it's one thing to be illiterate, but then it's something else to really deny literacy, but then battle comprehension. So are you married? Are you married?
You have asked me that. I told you I'm married.
You're happily married?
Joyce, I'm not pretending. I'm not telling you scam. I am happily married.
Okay.
And
but then what you
get to 80, 90 years together happily by God's grace.
Amen. Okay, so what you're practically saying is that you are not, you don't judge her, or you don't judge, I don't know, you don't judge her by physical appearance. Is that what you're implying?
Like, I was trying to set an example to you.
I get the example. I'm just trying to see if I can, reduce all the sentences. You're not.
Okay. I don't judge her by physical appearance.
Okay, great. Okay, so what are you judging?
I don't. Judge her by physical appearance, because you cannot marry a pretty lady, and when she gets back to one or two baby, and you still expect that that first standard you met her, you still have that standard. No. So maybe when old age now come, you will not still be going for another young lady. No. That is why I'm giving you that example.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the example, and I really wanted to say something about people who think like that. Like, wow, must be. I thoroughly do. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Joyce.
I appreciate. Yeah, many of you think like that. You know, you think like that. That's why you like the barely legal ones. That girl that just like She's going to be 18 in 2 months. So you just wait at the door so you can cradle snatch her. Yeah. I can't believe what you're going through. You're suffering. You must really be suffering. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Why did you get married? And the reason for which you got married, is it still what's preserving the marriage? Or has reality happened? And then you wish you didn't? You want to escape it? Where are the women? Yesterday, a lady was speaking to me, and she told me her story. So she sees me and she goes, Joyce, I'm getting a divorce. I'm like, huh? But you just got married. She's like, yeah. I think she said she's filing in like 2 weeks or something, or a few days. And I'm like, but you just got married. She's like, long story, but I'm out. She's a young lady in her 30s. The marriage lasted 2 years. She's happy to file for a divorce. And I didn't believe it. Well, maybe I think I just couldn't accept it. So I was struggling with, like, what do you mean? You're young, you married a young guy. What happened? And then she tells me some of the things that happened. By 20 minutes, I was losing my patience with the guy. By 20 minutes into the conversation, I was like, child, you suffered too much. So 1 minute I thought, well, that was too early. And I thought, I'd have been out like... Marriage was Saturday. I could be out like next Thursday. Okay, so you know Joyce, okay. But maybe you press on. Wow. Why did you get married? The sunny side. 0700-993-993-993. 01-465-7190. Hello. Let me tell you something she told me. She told me that her father-in-law said to her, you know, why did you leave your husband's house? Go back. Go back. You know, it's the woman's responsibility to build a home. I could not hold back laughing. And really, I'm so glad that she got it. I think she has suffered enough. So that thing even pissed her off the more. So you know that usual thing where Africans say, you know, it's the woman's responsibility to hold. But you know, you couldn't tell me that. So I was like, someone told you that? Then first I had a good laugh. Then I cursed the person out. Then I'm like, so what did you... She was like, she was so pissed. I'm like, well, I'm glad you were. Because these days, women don't even get pissed by that. They're like, oh yeah, it's true, it's true. They even tell other women, like, you know, it's a woman's responsibility to go and pray, to hold it down. Welcome to the show. Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear me? Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Tell us your name.
My name is Yemi.
Are you married?
Calling from Ikeja.
Thank you. Are you married, man?
About this issue discussing.
Are you married?
Yes, I'm married.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Why did you get married?
Why did I get married? Now, that question is, that's what I want to talk about. It's dynamic.
Oh.
It's what works for me may not work for other people.
We're not talking about other people. We're talking about you.
No, I'm getting somewhere with that. Like, I got married out of love. But if I say out of love, someone will ask, okay, if it's love, what of companionship? Oh, someone say, oh, companionship is not enough. What of childbirth, giving birth? So, when you say, oh, why do I get married? It's a complex of different ideologies that allow people to get married. And for me, it's a matter of a choice. Mm-hmm. Is she ready? Is she with me with it? Then we get married.
Was it age that made you get married? Huh? Age? You just thought you were old enough to be married?
No. First, I tell you my age. I don't believe I'm married for over 8 years.
So oh, wow.
It's okay. Not about age. It's not about age. It's not about maturity. It's not about I have money or I don't have money. I have a good job. I don't have a good job. Because all these things can change. You get married to a woman. Even I know of a couple that got married. They did all the old tests. the woman was fatter, the man is fatter, and they don't have the child up to now.
So was having a child, for example, one of the reasons you wanted to be married?
Personally, me, no.
Okay.
It was even a struggle, like, you guys are married for this long, you should be, just allow us, when we are ready, okay. We are ready. But that may not work for me, but to some other people, it may not work.
Believe me, I don't know that you can even speak for any other person besides yourself, so that's why I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
So you can tell me your own story.
I'm actually saying that based on your last comment about the last relationship, that the woman went through a lot, and some people tell her, hold on to the family, and... she's not supposed to hold on to the family.
I don't think that she should be baptized while she's holding on. Do you suggest that a woman who might be baptized should still hold on?
No.
Oh.
Let me explain something to you. Based on my position of where I work, I get to meet a lot of these kinds of issues. I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a doctor, but based on where I work, I get to have to do some of this interaction. And I can tell you a family where, initially the husband was fucking the woman, and she came to us, and we talked. I called the husband in, I did what I'm supposed to do as his superior, and based on that, the man changed, and they are still together, and they are 12 years in marriage right now. By the time I was doing that, I was even married. But I can tell you, there's a situation of another marriage that I got to see. They barely last 3 weeks, and they are both on their way. So every situation is dynamic.
I think you have me all over the place, because I just really wanted your story, and I want the person who's living the experience to tell the story, because I think we undercut them if we tell their story for them.
Yes, that's where I'm actually going.
So that's why you've told me yours. So let's hear someone who's crying or who's happy tell us their story.
Yeah, I'm happy. Okay, let me just say that. I told me I'm happy. I know I feel. I know I'm happy because.
Is your wife happy? Is your wife happy?
She is. Yeah, it's.
Okay.
It's not that's that there have not been hard times anymore. There are going to be hard times, there are going to be up and downs. But we.
I think there's something you want to say, but you want to also commonize it so that it doesn't quite appear as though you're any kind of violence. Yeah. I think there's something you're going around
I'm
a circle
not
there.
Violent.
Okay. So maybe it's just I'm just thinking too much.
I've never
okay.
All
right.
And or even shouted at my wife.
Okay.
We discuss it.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful. Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate you calling in. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, lady. We're happy to have you.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous.
Oh, well, bless you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I really... don't know why I got married.
Well, that's a good place to start. Go ahead.
Sorry?
Go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead.
I don't know why I got married, though. I can't even explain. When I was still with my parents, they always say, go. My mother would say, go and get married. Leave my home. Go and get married.
Oh.
So...
you just found the next boss and you entered it. Okay, how's the ride?
Finally, I was praying. I said I wanted to marry a man like my, my old man.
Yeah, your dad. So, okay. Oh, that's good.
He was such a wonderful guy.
Oh.
I saw the way he treated my mom, and I was like, I wish I could get somebody like my dad.
Yeah.
So, I should have got married, but I don't know why. If you ask me why, I don't.
Okay, so let's see if we can extract any success angles to it. Are you happy? Did you marry your dad, for example? Well, did you marry a guy like your dad?
No, I didn't. I ended up not marrying a guy like my dad.
I'll be surprised if you did. So how good is it? How bad is it?
I won't tell you that. It's been up and down, up and down, up and down.
So now, because you didn't have any expectations, there's really nothing for you to compare it with. Well, your dad was a standard for sure.
Yes, it was.
So Yeah, that maybe that's too high a standard for the guy, because the guy might just be different from your dad, of sure.
Oh, very different. You know, very, very different. He's like, okay, mom, I'm now married. So what? What next?
Have kids.
I left your home. You know that kind of thing. Now the push you go. Now, mom, I'm married. I left your home. Okay, what next? Have a kid or have children?
And you wait to die.
What next? You know, it's like, what next? What next? Mm. So it's like, I actually never wanted to get married. I just wanted to be on my own and pursue my career.
Oh, for real?
You know, sometimes married. It's true now. I beg you. What's, to me, or in my own opinion, in my own personal life, I don't talk about any other person.
Yeah, that's appreciated.
I am not too content.
That's it.
I am not happy.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I could tell I've been married for over 20 years.
Wow.
Over 20 years, but it's been go, come, up, down, settle. Well,
so if you could choose, if you could go back in time, if you could choose, you would not be married.
Man.
One, for example, to the guy or at all.
Not even married. I just wanted my independence. I wanted to be free.
Freedom is sweet.
I don't want anybody to shock me up. You know that, shut up, you don't know when to talk. I don't want anybody to tell me this thing you're saying. You know what I'm saying? That is, you can't contribute.
Do.
In a marriage, you cannot contribute. You try to contribute, it's like your contribution holds no water. You're just a woman, you know, in the house. So any decision to be made, you know, it's like you consult outsiders before you now come. And when your wife now makes it, tells you, this is how we should go. Don't you think we should do this like this? He will just ignore you and go outside and consult people. Hmm? And then
come and back then, and lord it over you.
People tell him, well, you know, he's like confirming what I have said, but you know, because of ego.
Yeah, I can ego listen to a woman.
Him, hey, you know, that kind of accept and say, what you said is actually right, too, yeah. You know, over the years,
wow.
It's like, I now lost confidence in myself, and it's like, mama, what's wrong with you? I'm worrying you'll be, waiting you'll be, you know?
Wow.
So it's like, what's all this? You cannot contribute, you cannot discuss, you cannot talk, make decisions before even gets to you. You just notice that the decision has already been taken. So you're just there. You just see it. So I wouldn't call that married now, would you?
No, certainly not. But hold on a second. I have to go off on a break.
You're intelligent. I mean, I went to school.
Okay.
I worked in banks. I retired as a banker. I worked with PricewaterhouseCoopers. I was P8. Most of those MDs in the banks. But it's just still like, it's like this, there's this thing about this person that, you know, you're still, most times I'm on my own. No, I'm an introvert. I don't even go to weddings with him, go anywhere with him. I don't go anywhere, you know, because I don't know, I even quarrel on the street, I even quarrel on that way. I argue over nonsensical things, trying to prove who is right and who is wrong.
Wow.
So marriage is, to me, thank God I don't have a girl. At least I don't have to go through what I'm going through. I have a son, just one, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for
allowing me. Be strong.
My heart.
Thank you.
I feel better now.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate
you,
calling.
I really missed you. I sent you a DM asking how you were doing, where you were.
Wait. You know what? Forgive me. I need to go off on a break and I don't want to cut you off, please.
Okay. Thank
please.
You.
Bye. Thank you very much. Bye. God bless you. Wow.
Bless you too. Bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 29 minutes past 1 p.m. on Nigeria Info. Well, yeah, because quite a number of things in my head. So I want to tell you something I've observed. I've noticed that during my divorce series, most of the women who call always stay anonymous. I've noticed that. Particularly, I think it occurred to me when the week before I left that, you pay attention to this. I've noticed that most of the women who called so far on the divorce series always say, let me be anonymous. Then I think I was in my apartment one time and I thought about it and I almost screamed. This is why I almost screamed. I'm thinking, on one hand, you're in misery, but you're ashamed to tell your story. And believe me, if you were going to tell me your story, sign language or through whispers, I'll take anything just to hear you tell that story. But what has not gone above my head is the fact that you're the one who, at least in order to accommodate what can be your position and his position, you're the one who's dissatisfied. And you're the one who's anonymous. So I have a few ideas around that. And so while the last caller was speaking, I thought about, it's a bargain. So I hope that fathers, particularly fathers who know different from what their fathers used to be, you must raise your children, boys, girls, but particularly, you see this culture? Raise your daughters to strike a bargain. And anything that's beneath the truth is not loss. Anything that's beneath good is not lost. So let me give you an example. Sometimes I feel like I need to tell my story just so that people... Well, I think you're going to think I'm crazy. Well, who cares what you think? So a guy... I told you this before, that a guy said to me, it's a woman's place, not in the kitchen. So he implied that my place was in the kitchen. I remember I was on holiday. So there was one time the colleagues... when I was on Cool FM, the colleagues went to... We were on holiday. And then, I don't know what it was. And Free says, well, you can't marry Joyce and put her in the kitchen. And I thought it was funny because Freeze and I never agree on anything. So one, we're cerebral people, and I don't know, it's like we just never agree on anything. But I thought it was funny that he thought that, you know, there's some women that fit into the kitchen and then some don't. And I think I asked him, well, given popular opinion, and then we got interrupted. Yeah, because I wanted to say, so how do you separate your social philosophy from social conditioning? Because there's social philosophy and then there's, you know, the conditioning. Or say there's a personal philosophy and then there's social conditioning, you know? So it seems as though he thought some women deserve the kitchen or some women should be in the kitchen and some shouldn't. And Joyce was the type that shouldn't. And I wanted to pretty much pick his brains to say, well, why do you think the ones who are in the kitchen should be there? And the ones who shouldn't. Like, I wanted to, but someone interrupted us, so I couldn't pick his brain on that. Fathers, raise your children to strike a bargain so that if something is not good for them, they know how to put up, you know, like there's the putting up your hand. Like, no, I disagree. There is the pushing back. Like, I don't want that. Oh, I won't. There's giving it back. Like, I won't take that. You have to raise the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent will take it by force. You cannot raise children that you condition for abuse. It's madness. I'm going back to the telephone lines. That's on your side. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hi, how are you? Welcome. What's
your name?
Yeah,
my name is Ufoma.
Well, you have no idea how pleasurable that sounds. Ufoma, happy to have you here. Turn off your radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's off.
Go ahead.
I've been married for 12 years.
Congratulations to you.
And I'm married in love.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, I love my husband.
Well, that's
okay. You know, like that is there for me. For 12 years, you know, being together in friendship.
Oh, that's
good. And also in peace. We do things together. We wash our clothes together. We eat. We party together. We go out together.
Nice. So I like the partying together one. So you all turn up together.
If I'm going to marry you, if I'm going to come back to this world, I'm going to marry you. I'm going to say yes on that time. Yes.
You're joking. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so beautiful to hear.
Everything to me, just like my father.
Ah, you sure about that? Well, if you say so. I was asking if you're sure about him being your father or just like your father.
Just like my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful. I think I understand the context. I think I understand the context. We don't hear these stories every day, and I'm glad you called in to tell that story. So cheers to him, and God bless you too. Wow.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Yeah, one love story recorded on the women part. Or two. The volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Yes, this is you.
welcome, and we're happy to hear from you.
Okay, thank you. Actually, this marriage of a thing has two sides, just like a coin. Depending with the person in particular. At 21, I first got married to a man that was pushed by his parents to get married just because it is no longer on his side. Just unfortunately, Israel.
Yeah, but you're speaking for him. Why did you get married? Was it because you didn't have a choice?
I was lost then at 21.
Okay.
I'm yet to identify myself, yeah. And pushed by parents, I have to obey them. I have to prove to them that I'm not seeing another guy in school, and it's a family issue that both families, we know each other. I have to comply, and I will not say I was manipulated, but I can't even explain. But to the glory
of God, you can't explain it like the other lady, like someone else was living your life for you.
I was lost.
Yeah.
The guy in question who is not even interested in the marriage, he's a guy of, then I was 21 and he's 41.
Wow.
Yes. But I'm out of the marriage and I think I'm lucky to have married my love of my life now. Then you don't tell him what to do. You give him the best advice. He will tell you, yes, you are right. In the morning, he'll go out and do what he likes. Yes.
I'm so sorry for laughing. Yeah.
Then the family called, summoned me. What happened? Why are you not pregnant? I was like, who didn't pregnant my feet? Don't touch me.
Ha!
Well, telling the fact.
I think it was the fact that the parents compelled him.
Yes. Because the first day he saw me, it was the day, will you marry me? I was like, are you serious?
Sort of drab.
Do you even know my name?
What kind of drab question is that? Like, would you marry me? No. What are
like,
you?
I was pissed off. I was like, who does that? You don't even know me. Okay. You don't even know anything about me. And you're proposing on the first.
Was that even your proposal? Like, would you marry me? What kind of stupid question is that?
I was serious. I picked up friends. I left. I was like, telling my friend, how will somebody meet you on the first day? And I don't know what happened. The last month, we got traditionally married. On the day of the traditional, when he left, I don't even know.
Huh?
After the traditional marriage.
He just entered bus and left you there.
He left from my hometown and from Mose. He left to Port Harcourt. It was on phone that he called her that he had an emergency. He had to book his flight back to Lagos.
Husband.
I don't even know what was happening. Later, the brother's wife called me and told me that when they were coming that she don't want to involve herself because she know the kind of person the guy is, and with the relationship with my mom, you don't want to get her reputation. I was like, oh.
Wow.
And you both think I'm the rightful person to play with her life and her everything.
That's the word, play with the life. So now you're married to somebody else. Is he a good contrast?
Yeah, I think we are all compatible. Though marriage is up and down, we talk to each other, we advise each other, we pray together. We are together. We want it to work, and that is why it's working. Because you cannot work together unless you agree.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, you sound like you're in good hands then. Well, it sounds like you're in a good place, and I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Well, glad you escaped hell. Glad you escaped hell.
And he don't even bother even when I left.
The guy is not ready for marriage.
He's not even ready. And he's not even ready.
He's a showman. He's a man for the streets. They just forced him.
And the funny thing, I've not seen him with any other woman or as in, I don't even know if it's something beyond normal, abnormality. I can't even.
It's okay.
It's
I mean,
long story, but
yeah. It sounds like a long story. It sounds like he's got issues to take like a number of sunny sides, a number of days on the sunny side. Look, I'm happy that you're well. I'm glad you're in a better place, and I wish you well.
Thank you
for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hi. Yeah, my brother, welcome. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Tell us your name.
Completely.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
I'm single. I'm not married.
Oh, yet. Yeah, I can hear you. You're not married yet. Do you intend to be married?
Sorry?
Do you intend to be married?
Yeah, I intend to marry. That's what I'm calling.
Oh, nice. What's your fear?
Sorry?
Do you have a fear about being married?
Yes.
You have a fear? Go ahead. What is it?
Yeah. So, for me, that question, why do you want to marry? Why did you marry? It's a very complex one, you know?
Because, okay, I don't think it is, but I think I can take something that you give me by way of explanation. Now, you see, now I'm forcing you to think about it, because it does quite appear that some of you did not consider it, or I don't know. But now I'm forcing you to think about it. So you can say something like, there's no reason. I just met one beaver and I was like, how far? She said, how far are you going? She said, yes. Then you both of you entered the bus and you...
Yeah.
And you rode into the dark.
Okay, so coming to my explanation, to me, love alone does not sustain marriage.
By your personal philosophy?
That's my personal philosophy. Love alone does not sustain marriage.
Okay.
Based on experience, like a friend of mine had a lady I wanted to marry.
Wait, sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want to know that I understand the lines very well. You said love does not sustain marriage. We're correct about that.
No, I said love alone.
It's not enough to sustain marriage, yeah?
Yeah, it's not enough.
And then you said personal experience, but the story you want to tell me is your friend's story.
Okay, let me come to my personal experience.
No. I'm not trying to shift you in any direction. I'm trying to say something here, which I highlighted earlier on, that people are living other people's reality.
Yeah.
Are you saying that, do you understand? Because you were about to tell me your friend's story. It is possible that your friend would never know love. It is possible for you to know. Interestingly, more men are sending me messages regarding freedom, and I want to share another in your hearing. Welcome to Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. It's about 3 more minutes before we touch down at 2 p.m. And here's a message by Akem. You can't be married and clamor for freedom. The moment you get married, your individual freedom becomes restricted. You become accountable to your partner as your partner is to you. Sounds like a fair submission. So again, from my last statement, it's that one person is free and the other isn't. So you can slice that anyhow you do. You certainly would arrive at a place where one is subjugated and the other is at least acting free. So except you're admitting to that order, except you admit to that, say, well, yeah, you know, the lady who called, for example, told her story. I need not repeat it in your hearing. She told her story. So if you take that particular picture and fit it into a framework of freedom, she certainly is not where she wants to be. She is living beneath her expectations. And if we say she had no expectations, we can say, well, she certainly has an appetite for something better and she's not getting it. Yeah? And she tells her story. So if you read, you know the Freemasons, yeah? So they have a manual. It's called Morals and Dogma. It's written by, tell me his name. Let me go with that guy's name. Heal? Something Heal? Let me get that. Morals and Dogma. But I'll just go ahead and tell you what it was I was really trying to refer to. Morals and Dogma. So there's a phrase there in the book, and it reads thus that a free man will not accept any form of imposition upon himself. So whether it's his conscience, his soul, a free man does not accept any form of imposition. Meaning that except you are trying to regulate the freedom of that person whom you are trying to assign freedom to. So they're not free to choose for themselves. You know, they're not, you have to impose on them what you think their freedom is. So except you're saying that she is free only as much as you allow them to be free, then we're not talking freedom here. We're talking a situation of a hierarchy where one is lord, the other is master. If it's a union of two free people, they make their rules. Free people are not tyrants. Everybody's happy to help the other. It's a world, it's a heaven on earth. And they are really the ones beyond reproach. So if, what's your pretty name? You're in the studio. Hold on a second. Morals. Robert Pike. Ugh. Robert Pike, yeah? So he says, and I quote, "No free man accepts any form of imposition." So if a woman is complaining of any form of imposition, well, you're either trying to make her free or you're trying to submit an argument under which she should accept tyranny. And every form of tyranny should be toppled. Every element of tyranny. How that makes you feel is in the wind. We're off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 2 minutes past 2 p.m. And if you're wondering, you should know Freemasons are kind of popular. Yeah. I was in Ghana and I drove past a building and I actually saw like a structure. That was the first time I actually saw a structure in Africa. Yeah, so in Ghana, I drove past a building and I saw, you know, Freemason. I'm like, you guys come out in daylight. So, of course, it's an occult, yeah, but they have a face. Okay, good. And so it's a manual. It's by Albert Pike. It's titled Morals and Dogma. Someone try to help me with that on WhatsApp. Thank you very much. And if you like to read and you're curious and you want to wander around like me, yeah, read something like that. And that's a secret cult. And God, you say you're religious. Well, juxtapose that. All right. 0700-993-993-993 and 01. When you woo me, I will not call. I don't know your number off heart. 01-465-7190. The Sunny Side. Hey, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joy.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, I'm attracted to one thing you said before the news headline.
What's that?
And you said businesses succeed while marriages does not.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah, I said that.
Joyce, let me tell you something. For my personal self, I keep telling my wife right from the day we've been together what we want to achieve on a short-term and a long-term basis. Now, why I do this is because I want her to checkmate me and I want to checkmate her to know who is actually the person defaulting from being progressive.
Mm.
You see, in business, we set goals. That's why our businesses succeed. But people have not come to know that in a contract, as a marriage, we have got to set goals. Joyce, I'm telling you, marriage is very lovely. It's very fantastic. But people have not come to, you know, terms with the fact that everything in life must have a goal, short term and a long term.
All right.
I'm Ezekiel by name. I was what I called you initially.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I want to appreciate it. Anybody wants a quick answer? If you have enough truth and humility in you, your marriage will work. First, that's for starters, off the jump, both parties. So the whole context of submit one to another is humility. Yeah. Weren't you told that it's with understanding? So, well, at least if you're humble, you can listen. And then you can stack up every other reality on that. I think so. You know, I'm not married. Yeah. But you see, when I hear these stories I be hearing, I leave my peace with you. I pray for you because God knows I can't. I won't. I have a message here. Hi, Joyce. I want to say that it's better to define what love is because many marriages fail because of wrong definition of what love really is. I can say that love that can make a good marriage or relationship is defined as compromise. If you cannot come down to level of your partner, you are never in love with that person. Udeme, I'll help you with something else. To love your neighbor as yourself. I think we should analyze that on Lords of Logic for the benefit of all asundry, just to see what that statement means. To love your neighbor as yourself. Sometimes I think the complexities of your world is really simplified, but they become complex because of you bend the truth. You just bend it. So basically, it's if I know I don't want you to do something to me, and in the event in which you did that to me, it would hurt me, then it's a moral obligation of mine to not do it to you. That by the law of all things earth, that to do it to you is to do it to myself. The law of everything that has been written so far is that if I did it to you, I have done it to myself. So if I don't want you to do it to me, I shouldn't do it to you. And the laws of Moses, you know, it says something like, well, maybe if I did it to you, then I have created a justification where I should serve punishment. And usually the punishment is more than that which I have done. So if I did it to you, I automatically create a law under which it should be done back to me and more. So you really want someone, that's why you press on that nerve called submission. You bend the truth and you find every false grammar to qualify it. And then you just mix up. I mean, you're rich with irony, really. You're really rich with irony. Sometimes short of calling you hypocrite, really, because you know if I did it to you, you wouldn't like it. But then you do it to me and you give me a Bible verse that escorts it. So you hope I'm stupid enough to take it. Yeah? I think you know the truth. But as long as there's no consequence, then you want to get away with it. So, if you can, you would. Because if you know if you put your hand in fire, it would burn. A gospel need not be preached to you to know that your hand should not go in the fire. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
My name is Shadi, calling from Lekki.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Turn off your radio.
I think... Sorry?
Could you turn off the volume off. Of... Oh, thank you. All right, go ahead.
Why did
you...
Radio's off.
Thank you.
Okay. I think the bedrock of a successful marriage really is death to self. So it's one thing that my marriage counselor said before I got married was, if we don't remember anything, remember that your assignment is to make the other person make heaven. So you're pretty much, you know, putting yourself, not thinking about yourself.
I'm thinking about the other person. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's death to self. And sometimes it's not reciprocated, but again, whoever is the person who is the bigger person who puts that forward sometimes may have to do it for a while until there are changes. So it's not always like an ideal situation where you have both parties, you know, fully committed, humility and everything. Sometimes there will always be a skew. But I think the bottom line is for each person to be able to, okay, I know my partner is really upset at this point and is not even thinking logically, and then I stand out just for peace. There are other times where my partner would do the same thing. So it's really...
Are you married?
Yes, I've been married for 16 years.
Oh, congratulations to you. We're like stars like you coming on the show. Why did you get married?
Well, I got married because... Well, first of all, I would say culture is something I grew up seeing.
Okay.
I saw my parents. It was almost like it's, you know, the next step to take.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I had someone who I had been with for about, I think, 9 years before we got married.
Were you in love with him? Were you guys in love with each other?
Yes, we were.
Okay.
Yes, we were. But another thing I would like to say is it's also good to marry your friend, because at some point,
yeah,
be with someone you can talk to and you can show your true self with.
Yeah.
So it's also very important to marry a friend.
So both of you are the same faith. So both of you went to the same or attended the same, what's that, marriage counseling class? And so the same things were told to both of you?
Yes.
And both of you apply it?
Well, in the beginning, I was applying it more.
Yeah. Have I lost you? Hello? Hello? Lady? Lost her. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Please, go ahead.
Okay, so I said in the beginning, I was applying it more. And, you know, it actually took a couple of years before the... I don't even know what to call it, but it actually took a couple of years before there was a turnaround. And now I'm pretty much enjoying the benefits of that turnaround. Because if I didn't somewhat endure to some point, you know, I wouldn't have enjoyed what I'm enjoying now. So it didn't start out rosy,
yeah.
But it was something that over time,
yeah,
we've kind of, you know.
All right, I can respect that. I can respect that. I mean, I'm grateful that you have the grace, and I'm thankful that you want it, and I'm glad that now he wants it as bad as you do. And thank you for calling. 16 years in the banks, yeah. But I'll still be a bird in the sky, man. I'll still be a bird in the sky. Thank you very much for calling, and good luck. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. Okay, so. You know, I don't want to in any way insinuate anything, because I think that she has a point when she says, well, somebody who is the bigger person, yeah, you know, has to, you know, exercise better judgment and good faith and patience and prayer. Yeah. And then the other person catches up. True, true. And maybe what I should say instead is, I hope that the other person really wants to catch up. So that's better. So I hope the other person wants, because there is you, you know, being the lamb and humbled and submitting yourself, and the other person cruising on that. So I have 30 more seconds. I don't think it's enough for me to read this, but I'm going to do the first few sentences. God bless you, Joyce. Wonderful job. The simple truth about women and marriages is that they don't submit to their husbands, but they will not tell you the truth. Well, we're still in this conversation, so certainly there are more layers to this. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.